Live from the 6, we are meeting the Grams because family matters. And it is 6:16 in LA, and we are listening to Taylor Made Freestyle. If y'all didn't get that, y'all need to get caught up in the rap world, because Drake and Kendrick, they going back and forth, man. What a crazy week it has been. I mean, just a few days, we've got some bangers, just absolute hits from these two guys. But hey, we're picking sides. Hey, come on, baby, you know what side I'm on. Six God, come on, Drizzy. But gonna be breaking down that rap beef and more. There's sports action going on. This has been overshadowing all that of the NBA playoffs as we head to the second round of the NBA playoffs, looking for a NBA champion. So I'm gonna be breaking all that down and more. But before we get started, make sure to follow the podcast on any platform, any streaming service, literally anywhere. You get your podcast at Burgers and Brats, and stay up to date with latest news on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at Burgers and Brats. So hopefully you picked a side in the rap world, and hopefully they're winning and your team in the NBA is winning. Hopefully they advanced to the next round. But hey, the biggest winners of this Drake and Kendrick Lamar beef are the Los Angeles Clippers. Because what a stinker they put out, just getting smashed by the Mavericks in this series. I mean, they win two out of the six, so they go 2-4 against the Mavs. Mavs win the series in six games. What an embarrassment. I picked the Clippers to win this series. They were so deep. You have the experience there. You had Paul George, Harden, Kawhi. He played two games. He lost two games. But I thought he'd be healthy. I thought he'd be in there. And they played better without him. I thought Russ would play better coming off the bench leading that team. But, man, Harden and Paul George, playoff P. That is playoff P. That's who I didn't want to show up. I did not want playoff P showing up. And he did. And that's why that's the main reason they lost this series. I mean, just atrocious, the few of the games. Just abysmal what we saw from these experienced deep run playoff guys in Paul George. And well, Paul George hasn't made much of a deep run in the playoffs. Harden has, but it was embarrassing what I saw from the Clippers. Just no effort, bench, starters didn't do anything worth a dang. And they're going home. Who knows what they're going to do next year? I mean, Paul George has a player option for next year. I think he comes back. I think he wants to stay there. Heck, I'd want to stay in LA if you're getting paid. I want to stay there. Harden is a free agent. That one will be a little tougher. Don't know what's going on there. I think he would want to stay in LA. We'll see. He can go chase a super team somewhere else, because that's all he's been doing the last few years, and it hasn't worked out. Russell Westbrook. It'll just be if they want to bring him back. He did not have a good series at all in these playoffs. I mean, one of these games, Harden and Paul George combined for, like, I think it was 6 of 22, 6 of 27. It was that bad. And then the game before that, they had 66 points combined. So just the hot and coldness of that series was just remarkable. Props to the Mavs, still being, they got leadership in Kyrie and Luka, who have, Luka's been in the Western Conference Finals, Kyrie's won a championship, obviously, with LeBron and Cleveland, so I kind of thought they would need another year, especially with how it kind of ended up last year, and them having a bunch of young guys. But props to them for making, advancing to the next round, and now they get the Oklahoma City Thunder. Elsewhere in the NBA playoffs, Donovan Mitchell, man, I picked this series to go to seven games, and I was right on that. But I had the Magic coming out. I just thought the Magic, you can't pick the young guys like that. Paolo Banchero balled out, man. He looked great this series. 38 points, 16 rebounds in game seven. But hey, he just got outdueled by Donovan Mitchell. I mean, Donovan Mitchell had 39 points in Game 7. He had 50, and I believe it was the game It would have been a game six loss. He had 50. D. Mitch, Paulo Manchero. I know no one knew these games were on. I would go into the CBS app and be like, oh, Cleveland and Orlando played. Wow, didn't know that. That's how this series went. But you got some really good stars and some really good basketball in this series. And I think the Magic will be back. And I think that same for D. Mitch and the Cleveland Cavaliers. I mean, you got Mobley, Garland, still young, Struss. And then LeVert put up good minutes off the bench. Orlando is still really young. Wagner didn't do anything in Game 7. They had a 20-point lead, I believe, in Game 7. It was about 20 points. And Gary Harris, nothing as a starter. Jalen Suggs is still getting into rhythm in the NBA. But, man, Paulo Manchero is going to be really, really good. And I'm excited to watch him play basketball for the next few years. I think this Magic team isn't done. They took this team to 7 games in the first round and their first playoff experience, most of their first playoff experiences. And I think good things are coming their way. And for the Cavs, I really like what I saw. I like, well, you got through adversity. You're up 2-0. And then you blow it 2 games. So you're 2-2. You shouldn't have gone to 7 games, probably more than likely, even though I think the Magic matched up really good. But if you're up 2 games, you can't let that go to 7. You really can't. And they're going to have their hands full with Boston. No Kristaps Porzingis, so that'll be good for them. But you're going to have your hands full. Otherwise, or elsewhere in the East, the Knicks get past the 76ers. Heck of a series. 6 games, but every game was a one-possession game towards the last. Literally, as the buzzer sounded, it was like a one-possession game, every single one. Every single one, in the last 30 seconds, I swear, there were like 3 lead changes. The last few minutes of these games, there were at least 15 lead changes, and I'm pretty sure teams were up by maybe 6, and then they lost. That's just how this series went. It was really fun to watch, and Embiid gave it his all. He was injured in this series, didn't get to fully play, but, get the injury bug, push through. Knicks get the series win in 6 games, and I'm really impressed with Jalen Brunson this Knicks team. I thought this would go to 7. I thought Philadelphia would ultimately get it out. Hey, with Joel Embiid not injured, this game turns out differently, but it didn't. I mean, he had 39 points in a loss. Buddy Hield heated up in the second quarter with 17 points in the first half, and then Tyrese Maxey. He had 17, but you needed more points from him. Kyle Lowry, as a starter, 0 points. Tobias Harris, 0 points, taking 2 shots in 29 minutes. Tobias Harris, I think he's getting $120-160 million, and 0 field goals on 2 attempts. 29 minutes of play, and they lose by 3. Like, buddy, what are you doing? What are you doing? Joel, 12-25. Not great. Not bad. Tyrese Maxey, yeah, should have done a little better. Batum, good off the Batum, get off the bench. Knicks, though, jeez, man. Josh Hart, 16-14. DiVincenzo, 23. Jalen Brunson at the 49. OG Anunoby had 19 points. So they only went 2 off the bench. This team played 7 players, and the 2 bench players had a combined of 5 points. That's insane. That's insane to get a win like this over a really good 76ers team. But man, I'm not betting against Josh Hart at all. I am not betting against him. You can't. Jalen Brunson. You can't bet against Jalen Brunson right now. That man is on fire. That man is on one, and it's crazy. Final game in the East. Bucks lose out to the 6-seeded Pacers. Pacers just dominated this series. They won in 6 games, won game 6 by 22. And like I said, this series is different with Giannis. Dame also missed the game, but this series is 1,000% different if Giannis plays than the Bucks win. Congrats to the Pacers. Halliburton maybe have an injury for this next series versus the Knicks, so that will be huge if he does. Milwaukee, Patrick Beverley just out doing laps. That was atrocious what he did. I think I haven't been able to talk about this yet. I've been out of town, but throwing the ball at the fan, hitting a girl in the head, asking for the ball back, and then chunking it at another guy, just because the guy said 1-2-3 Cancun. Like, really, you're that soft? This has been Patrick Beverley's whole career, man. Just a punk. He has been a punk his whole career, and there needs to be some major discipline, and especially for what he said after this, after the game, asking a intelligent reporter, one of the heads of ESPN, like, was trying to ask Patrick Beverley a question in the post-game presser, and he goes, "Do you subscribe to my podcast?" She goes, "No," and then he says, "All right, you can't talk to me then." What? No one wants to listen to that, and no one should have to listen to that. If he just asks you a question, man, like, come on. But he is going to have plenty of time to do that podcast because he is going to get a pretty good suspension from Adam Silver in the NBA. Still waiting to hear back on that, but it needs to be a while. And I'm just tired of seeing Patrick Beverley. Him and Draymond Green should just go do podcasts and not worry about playing in the NBA anymore. I think that would make a lot of us happy. But Knicks get the win, or Pacers get the win over the Bucks. Now, I'm seeing a lot of Rick Carlisle praise. He got a first-round series win over the Bucks. The Bucks didn't have Giannis. They didn't have Dame Lillard. And this is Rick Carlisle's first playoff series win since 2011. Guys, it's 2024. Why are we praising Rick Carlisle? He has a heck of a team. He's got good players. I mean, he's got Obi Toppin, Tyrese Halliburton, like I said, who just went to the All-Star game. Miles Turner. He had Buddy Hield earlier in the year. He's got Morris. Can't think of him. But he's playing, or he's got Pascal Siakam now as well. And he's got Nembhard. So this is a solid team. And he's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 players off the bench coming into play. 8 off the bench. That's a 13-man rotation. Yeah, you're going to win when you got fresh bodies like that and can put up points. I mean, you had 2 bench players and double and scoring 20-plus points. Bro, why are we praising Rick Carlisle? I don't get it. I don't understand that. Your first win in 13 years? I didn't like seeing that. I really didn't. Bucks, another disappointing season with Doc Rivers. I think Doc Rivers stays the head coach. He's got the excuse of just getting there. Not a full season, not a full summer developing. We'll see what Dame does. I really didn't think that was going to work coming in. I know Dame's a good player, but it could work, but I didn't think it was going to be a championship-level team. So, see how they run that back next year. But I think they kind of stay intact. It's all what Giannis wants, though. All right, for this next round in the second round, Minnesota took game one at Denver. Really disgusting from what I saw from Denver. Just looked awful. Jamal Murray, I think, 0-7 in the first half. 17 in the second half, but oh my gosh, man. What are you doing? Edwards scores 43 in the game. Jokic has a quiet 32 on 11-25. KCP, 6 points. Aaron Gordon, only 9 points. Even though you're 4-6, shoot the ball more. No other bench player scoring more than, only one scoring more than 5 points. Only one. Minnesota, they looked really good. Gobert was quiet though, 6, but he had 13 rebounds. Edwards, like I said, 43. Cat, 20 points on 18 of 13. Conley even had 14. And then you got a bunch up off the bench with Naz Reid scoring 16. So I'm still taking Denver in this series, but you have to shut down Anthony Edwards. Could be no Gobert game two. I'm recording this before this game happens, so don't know how it will end up. But still taking Denver, defending champs, and no Gobert this game should help Denver a lot. So, and then you got Knicks versus Pacers again, doing this pod before that comes out. I'm going to take the Knicks in this series, especially if Haliburton is injured. Jalen Brunson, man, like I said, you can't bet against this guy right now. You cannot. So give me the Knicks in this one. I really like what I'm seeing. Josh Hart, DiVincenzo. And he got home court advantage. I'm not old enough to know about the 80s, 90s rivalry, so this doesn't really impact me that all well, but keep hearing all the old heads talking, hey, this is what basketball is about. So I'm excited to watch this series between the Knicks and the Pacers. It's going to be high-scoring affairs, so should be a crazy series. One-possession game towards the end is what I'm expecting, and I'm going to be super stoked for it. And then Tuesday, you got both games, Cavs at Celtics. I think this one's a wash right here. I think Celtics win in five, but if D-Mitch could go for 50, and they could still lose because that's already what happened a few games ago. So I think the Cavs get at least one, possibly two. They're a little tougher than what the Heat are, especially without Jimmy Butler. So Celtics, 11.5-point favorites on this one. I'm going to go Boston in this one. Just Jason Tatum, and I'm trusting him to get the win and trusting this Celtics team to not implode, at least yet. And then the last series, number one versus five seeded, one seed Thunder versus five seeded Mavericks. Thunder 3.5-point favorites in this one. I'm going to take the Thunder in this one. I know they're really young, really young. Kyrie's been there. Luka's got another playoff series win under his belt. Thunder just have the one. Luka's averaging 34 points a game. Shea, 30 points a game. Chet has to be huge presence down low in this one. And we got to see great defense from Lu Dort on Luka Doncic, and Shea's got to be good as well. Kyrie's been locking up the point guards in this series. He's been locking up defenders, so I'll be interested to see what Shea's stat lines are, especially after this game one. But I do like the Thunder in this one. Really young, not a lot of experience, but they've been playing really well, mesh really well together. And Luka is the leading points, leading rebounder, leading assist getter as the shooting guard. So, kind of power forward, but I'm going to go Thunder, just better in pretty much every single category in this one, and shooting third in the league in free throw attempts with 82.5%, second in the league shooting at 49.9% from the field, and the Mavericks on the other end, free throw wise, 76%, which is 27th, and 48%. Which is 11th in the league. So give me the Thunder in this one. So I'm for going to the conference finals. I'm taking Denver to face Oklahoma City, and then I'm taking Boston to face New York. So leave it at that, and they'll make those predictions when time comes. All right, let's move on this day in history. Sponsored by Hefner Eye Care. Check them out, hefnereyecare.com. Get the latest frames, sunglasses, glasses, contacts. Go get that annual eye exam. You need it. You need that eye exam, and you can check them out in Oklahoma City or on the web at Hefner Eye Care with their virtual try-on. All right, on this day in 1937, the Hindenburg disaster in Lakehurst, New Jersey, killing 35 people on board. 2004, the Friends sitcom airs the season finale of the 10th and final season, so the series finale, 52.5 million viewers. And then 1945, VE Day. World War II ends in Europe after Germany signs a surrender deal. And I've been watching Band of Brothers, just almost done with that, but what a heck of a show. So this one, important. Great show. If you have not seen that, you can watch that on Netflix. Great cast and great history, learning about World War II. All right, happy birthday. Ricky Nelson, Robert Johnson, Simon Fred, and Harry Truman. That's on this day in history. All right, now family matters a lot, and it's like euphoria, and we got to talk the Drake and Kendrick Lamar, what's been going on there real quick. I am team Drake. I've listened to all of them. But I just you can vibe more to these Drake songs as well. You can play the Drake songs when you're driving down the road in the club. Can't really play the Kendrick one. You can play the Not Like Us one. That one you can play that. But the Kendrick, he's just throwing hate at Drake. I mean, he's basically wishing he was murked. Basically saying, what John Cena said and compromise to a permanent end. That's what Kendrick's trying to do to this guy, Drake. And my goodness, I'm scared. Those are the songs you play once and you turn off because you're like, dang, I can't listen to that anymore. That's some scary stuff. But overall, we've got some absolute bangers in this. I mean, it's a 20v1. It is a 20v1 right now. I mean, Kendrick, Yee, Metro, Future, The Weeknd, Travis Scott, even Rick Ross, Big Self, going after Drake. It's like, wow. Why are these guys hating on Drake? He is literally carrying the music industry. He's been at number one so long, I get the jealousy. He's on top of the mountain. You guys are looking up at him. So I guess I can understand it. But my problem and why I'm on Drake's side is because Kendrick is just throwing false narratives, propaganda out there at Drake. I mean, claiming he's got an 11-year-old kid, claiming he's a PDF file, context clues on that one, guys. And then just a bad person, a terrible father, like just making up lies and his sexuality, his personality. It's just like, dang, man, why are you doing that? Why are you doing that to this guy? What did he do to you? Just because he's running the rap game for so long? When you used to be a stan. Like if you go back at old tweets on Metro and Kendrick Lamar and old songs, they're throwing praise at Drake. They're throwing praise at him for how good he is. So it's just the hypocrisy of it just kind of sucks. And I mean, now it's just crazy because you had everyone's like, oh, Drake's got another kid. Oh my gosh, wow. And that turned out to be fake, but no one cares anymore because Kendrick Lamar is doing the spray and pray method. I mean, just throwing out songs, just putting out propaganda and false claims and hoping it sticks. He's not walking back anything now. It's wow. Like, you're just gonna make all this up and not address it. You're just gonna keep throwing stuff out there. I mean, come on. And the thing about the PDF file too, because Kendrick Lamar threatened to pull music from Spotify if Spotify pulled R. Kelly's music, and then he's calling Drake that. So the hypocrisy there is just crazy. And I mean, he's hung out with R. Kelly, Diddy, all that. So being from LA and everything. So Drake, I thought he's handled it well. I mean, great disses. The Family Matters. That is incredible. I mean, Kendrick in the 616 in LA song, just I believe it's that one. It's either that one or I believe it's that one or Euphoria, but it's either Euphoria or 616 in LA. Yeah, it's in Euphoria, where he's talking about eating at a Chinese restaurant or something, and or at a Chinese restaurant, and then in the music video Family Matters, Drake and his entourage is eating in that music in that eating there in that music video, and then crushing the van from the song or from the song with Mad City, so with Poetic Justice, the Poetic Justice album cover. So I mean, the 7-minute song, the music video in it, the fake propaganda he had in the back. It's insane stuff. Drake is just one step ahead, and just above on a whole new level. And then coming out in the newest song, the Heart Part 6, Drake literally says, we've been plotting for a week. We fed you information. You did all that, no investigation. So, I mean, they were feeding him false information. K-Dot, Kendrick Lamar said, we got a mole in OVO, in Drake's group. And then Drake come out and said, yeah, dude, we just fed you all that. Like, ain't no mole, ain't no rat. We just feeding you that stuff. It just does not look good for Kendrick Lamar. And then he has the album cover of Meet the Grams, where it is literally a picture of a t-shirt, some Ozempic or some NyQuil type pills with the glove, and something else in there, but it's kind of all laid out perfectly on a bed, and people are like, oh, this is all Drake stuff, this is his sleeping pills and all that, and turns out it was a fake pic that was lined up and sent to Kendrick from someone in Drake's clan, so Kendrick ultimately deleted the photo. So, yikes, Kendrick, yikes. Kind of the timeline of all this, April 12th, it's been almost a month now, Future Metro dropped We Don't Trust You, kind of the first shots at Drake. 4:13, Drake drops Push Ups, which was a phenomenal song. I mean, that is a banger right there. Rick Ross, I don't know why his old head is in this. I mean, he drops Champagne Moments. He's just trying to stay relevant. Rick Ross, it's like when those YouTube ads come up in between videos. That's just a Rick Ross video that just pops up like every other day about him in the club posting a video of them playing Kendrick. And he's like, oh, this thing's bumping. When literally no one in the club is moving a muscle to the Kendrick songs in the club. No, at the pool, at the club, no one was moving a muscle or vibing. So it just fake stuff there. 4:19, Drake drops TaylorMade Freestyle. 4:30, April 30th, after a very long hiatus, Kendrick Lamar finally drops Euphoria. I mean, it took forever to drop. I don't know why it took so long. But he said, it's literally like, I hate you, Drake. I hate the way you talk. I hate the way you look. I hate the way you rap. That's literally the whole song. Pure hatred, man. If you ever get sent a picture of Kendrick Lamar, just know that person hates you. 5:03, 6. So this is all like the last 3-4 days when all of this just came out. May 3rd, 6:16 in LA drops Kendrick Lamar. A lot of hate to Drake. Another diss track. Just I hate you, Drake. And then Drake drops Family Matters with the music video. Insane music video, insane song, just amazing. I think this is the best overall rap of the disses. And then just like an hour later, Kendrick Lamar drops Meet the Grams, which is that night saying Drake has a 11-year-old daughter, and then he's a PDF file. So not even an hour later, Kendrick's dropping this. This is that false narrative, that fake news that a supposedly rat was sending to Kendrick. But turns out he was still working for OVO when Kendrick got fed false information. Like, really? You think you're going to just drop a kid on Drake? Like, come on. And then you don't even address it. Like, or it's just false and you don't say anything. You can't take anything that Kendrick is saying and be like, oh yeah, you gotta take it with a grain of salt. And now you're just like, oh, I don't want to listen to his songs, it's all just propaganda, it's not real. So I mean, he's losing just on credibility, the credibility factor. And then 5:04, Kendrick Lamar drops Not Like Us with a picture of Drake's house on it as the album cover. Just some hate, same stuff, saying that he runs a trafficking with OVO. Like, come on, dude, really? You're saying Drake and just OVO run that? Like, bro, you're all in the same rap game as well. So I really, and you just know about this and you're not gonna tell the FBI or anything? You're just gonna put out a song, not gonna call the cops or get actual information? Nice. And then the other day, May 5th, Drake drops The Heart Part 6, referencing Kendrick Lamar's The Heart series. So now Kendrick can't use The Heart anymore. He also, Drake in the song addresses the rumors and tells they planted a rat with information and the all that. So Drake kind of explains out, like, he looks, he dissects everything, explains it, every single diss that was thrown Drake's way from Kendrick. He explains it, goes into detail about it, and clears it up. So, and into a really good song. So, Drake is just winning. Drake won this thing. I mean, it's got to be over by now. Like, the last 3 days have been insane, but it's got to be over by now. Drake won. I mean, there's no lying, no clickbait, just all facts and everything. So, also, I just think Drake won. So, let me know your thoughts. Who won this rap battle, this rap beef? It's probably not over. Probably get a few more songs, but that song where they make up and drop a banger together, man, we're going to be telling our kids about this one day. We're going to be telling our kids about this rap battle. This is Tupac and Biggie. We're going to be telling our kids about this and our grandkids. So enjoy it while it lasts. But it's almost over, I think. I think Drizzy Drake, baby. Come on. Let me know who side you're on in this rap battle. All right, let's move into the final segment. Who I'm sharing my burger and brat with. I'm sharing my burger and brat with the great state of Iowa. I mean, I was in Iowa this week, and it was phenomenal. It was really good. Phenomenal golf, guys. I'm telling you, this time of the year with the fescue is in. Corn's not in yet, but the fescue is in. Every single course was just amazing. Went up Iowa City, went up kind of northern Iowa, and it was just great. I mean, rolling hills. Played some golf course. Riverside Casino and Golf Resort was awesome. Great casino, great golf. And then a little nine-holer, Fawn Creek Country Club. Great golf. So shout out those two places. And I would have played a lot more. I wish I would have played a lot more. But a bunch of amazing nine-hole golf courses up there. And, man, I got to go see the Field of Dreams site. I got to go up to Dyersville, Iowa, see where the Field of Dreams movie was placed, where they played the MLB game. And I got to play catch with my dad at the Field of Dreams. So that's a pretty awesome story, being able to play catch with your dad at the Field of Dreams site, on the field of Field of Dreams. Doesn't get much better than that as a sports fan. So that was really cool to do and witness up there. So if you got the time, if you can, go see it. You got to go see it as a sports fan, as a baseball fan. It is phenomenal. So shout out to the great state of Iowa this weekend. Really surprised. I really was surprised. But came away loving this great state of Iowa. Maybe going up there to grow some corn in the near future. All right, everyone. Thank you all for listening. Make sure to follow the podcast on any platform, any streaming service, literally anywhere. You get your podcast at Burgers and Brats and stay up to date with Liz, who's on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at Burgers and Brats. We'll be back later in this week to break down some NBA, MLB, and the Wells Fargo Championship, and hopefully some more Drake and Kendrick beef. Thank you all for listening. Take care. Stay safe.